When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, on March 14th, the McCallum Theater is going to present Hot Club and Tyler Hilton doing the music of Elvis Presley. So Rick is playing the real deal for us all week for our mystery songs. Oh, I love this one. Let's do a little Top Gun. This might be You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. Okay, we're back with our talk of Star. wonderful, wonderful human being. What a treasure. Ruta Lee's here. Okay, start us off with the career, because I woke up at 3 o'clock the other morning and saw you as a brunette on an episode of Perry Mason. But you started off with seven brides for seven brothers, and it's not her name. Pay attention, Joey pals. And she's blonde in this one. So how did you get into that?
Well, I got the job by going on an audition. I had been up in Idlewild, California with my dance teacher from high school. And I got a call, and I came down to Los Angeles, ran over to MGM, and my mother was with me. She went into the church across the street from casting in MGM and got on her knees and prayed. And I went in and danced my little heart out and did the audition. And I did a little ballet, I did a little jazz, and then they said, well, can you do something folksy? Well, hell's bells, I'm Lithuanian. A good Lithuanian polka is what I did for them. And well, let's just put it this way. I got the job. Now, I'm not sure whether it was my dancing or my mother's praying, but I got the job. And can you imagine to a first movie, and it becomes one of the major pictures of all time? And of course, at the time, the major money at MGM was going into Brigadoon, which was being shot at the same time. Brigadoon did not begin to make the money back that Seven Brides did. And of course, nor did it go down in history as one of the great musicals, but whereas Seven Brides did.
Who choreographed that?
Oh, that was, sure, you had to ask me that. Michael Kidd, thank you so much. Oh, I'm getting a little senile.
And what name did you use?
Okay, so now let me tell you. They woke up to the fact halfway or maybe three quarters of the way through that they had a sleeper of a picture here that nobody expected to be a big hit. But they realized they had something rather special. They said, okay, we're going to publicize the film. We're going to send the brides all to different parts of the country. And I got from the Divide West.
Wow.
And then I got all of Canada. And the press people and the publicity people came to me and said, Ruta, you'll never be a movie star with a name like Ruta Kilmonis, which is my real name, Kilmonis. And I said, oh, okay. So we kicked around a lot of names and nothing really worked, you know. Ruth Annis, Ruth this, Ruta this. I kept insisting that I wanted to keep the Ruta.
Yes.
And so they said, somebody sort of said, what about Ruta Lee? And I said, Ruta Lee. Now, the diminutive of Ruta in Lithuanian, in German, in Polish, in anything is Rutele. Rutele, Rutele, Rutele. So there you go, Ruta Lee. So I said, okay, so that was the birth of Ruta Lee. Well, clearly, somebody forgot to mention to the guy doing the credits that my name had changed. And all of those people in Ames, Iowa, and all across Canada that had knew me as Ruta Lee, and the picture came out with Ruta Kilmonis, were probably saying, who the hell was that girl that was here? But that's showbiz. That's the way it happens.
And let's talk about your hair color, because I've seen you on Andy Griffith and all of those wonderful shows that were going on at that time, Witness for the Prosecution. Who determined your hair color?
Well, on Witness for the Prosecution.
Oh, Marley.
What a great story that is. Yeah, the producer saw me at the opening of Frank Sinatra's stay at the Mocambo in Hollywood. And I had been invited by a big Palm Springs resident, Scotty Rubin. I don't know if you knew him, but I sometimes think that you live in his house. I'm not sure. Anyway, he had invited me along with the 12 other people or so to see Frank Sinatra, and I sat there gaping at Frank Sinatra, who was truly awesome. You know, you know better than anybody, Joey, that nobody will ever, ever, ever be like Frank Sinatra.
That's why we have professions of singing. Until he took over and he became the focus instead of the orchestra, they accompanied him. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had professions.
Oh, right, you are. Well, anyway, we were watching him, and the producer was watching me. When I say producer, a note came to Scotty saying, would you bring Miss Lee to my table? I'd like to meet her. So we went over, and he said, hello, I'm Arthur Hornblow Jr., and I am producing a film that is in shooting right now called Witness for the Prosecution, and I have just given you a unique screen test. I watched you watch Frank Sinatra, and I think you would make a very good love interest for Tyrone Power in my movie. Will you come in and meet Billy Wilder? And I said, is tomorrow too soon? And so in I went, and they put me on film for a few minutes, you know, stand here, do this, turn there, so on and so forth. Marlena Dietrich took one look at those rushes and said, nicked, nine, forget it. Yep. She's blonde. I became a brunette overnight.
Isn't that wonderful? How was she to work with?
I always called her the Ice Queen. She was very lovely and very polite and nice, but didn't care for young girls, at least not my version. But I always admired her because she really knew her craft, not necessarily how good she was at acting. I think she needed help there all the time, and she'd be the first to admit it. But she sure knew her lighting.
Yes.
Joey, she would carry a trunk of lights so that if she asked for an inky dinky or whatever they called something, and the guy would say, we don't have it. You don't need it, Marlena. We don't need it. We're taking care. No, 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 no. I have it.
Wow.
Now that, you have to admire that, yes, that she learned that. I never did learn that. I mean, I know if I'm in a light that sucks.
I had some of that from Milton Berle. You have to get somebody who's really come up the hard way, I guess, who knows all the intricacies of that. Because I learned a lot of that from Milton.
Really?
Mr. TV, Mr. Television.
He was a rather nice friend of mine. He took me under wing in a way, and he would come and make appearances for me whenever I asked him to do that. And he was really very nice. Of course, I did the Lucy show with him, which he loved very, very much, where he was so totally funny that we really, all of us on the set, peed our pants trying not to laugh, you know, on camera for what was going on.
Do you have a favorite role that you've done?
Yeah, I really do.
I mean, I'll give you a second to think. Da 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 da. Because we're talking movies and television and whorehouse on the stage. I mean, you've done everything. Do you have, maybe that's not a fair question, do you have a favorite?
Well, of course, when it comes to stage, without a doubt, it's the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh, yes.
Which I've played all over the country, but not on Broadway, okay, I'm sorry to say. And yet, I got the greatest compliment of my life. And it wasn't to me, it was to the press that he said it. And that was Meredith Wilson, who wrote it, of course,
yes,
said that Rita Lee was his best Molly. And if I had been playing it on Broadway, it would still be playing.
Wow.
That is a compliment. And anytime I'm feeling blue, I think about that and say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
My favorite was Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, of course. And you were positively brilliant. And you know what else was brilliant? Whoever designed the set was brilliant. I couldn't imagine how on a postage stamp of a stage you were able to show a grandeur and a style. Oh, it was wonderful.
G.W. Lane designed that over at the Palm Canyon Theater, Equity.
Oh.
Now, talk to us. So that was your favorite role on the stage. Do you have a favorite movie role?
Whatever movie role I was in, I loved the best. I mean, I'd have to say it was Sergeant's Three with Frank Sinatra, because I laughed all the way through it. It was just, you know, that Rat Pack was so marvelous to be with. And then on television, there were two favorite roles. One of them was a bonanza that I did where I was playing an alcoholic. And the other one, yes, and the other one was Twilight Zone, one of Rod Serling's. And, oh, she was a real little bitch. And yes, the girl that I played, I just loved her. Oh, yeah, I thought you, Rod Serling, no. My girl was a real little bitch. And they're always much more fun to play than the good girls, you know.
Okay, Joey Pals, that was a very quick second segment. We finished that. We've gone through your career. We're going to come back after the treasure chest, talk about the fact you still work, of course, what you're doing next, an appearance that's going to be close by at the Purple Room. Are you near your phones, Joey Pals? I've got presents for you.